Blog Talk Radio.
All right, this is our second time having to reboot. Again, my apologies. I'm definitely, I am beyond words right now that Block Talk just seems to have so many issues going on. We had a few more minutes, and I realize that some of you guys are trying to still call back in. But with our last few minutes, I'm going to just share a few words with you. Hopefully, it will help someone and we can kind of close this particular show off on a good note. And definitely know that I'm working really hard to get the show on an avenue where, you know, these, you know, issues with being disconnected will not be a factor. So please know that I'm working diligently on that. So with the last few minutes, I'm not sure if my co-host is going to be able to get back in on this, but I wanted to, you know, definitely share with you that I know in my own personal experience how difficult it is to forgive, you know, certain things. And hold on, it looks like we're still getting you guys back on. Can you hear me, Manuel Hill?
I'm back. It looks like the show just kicked me off. What is that about?
No, it doesn't. It does it for me, and then all of the calls, everyone that calls in, it just like one by one, they're like, it boots them off. I can see it on the switchboard. So it's like it everything goes mute for me, and then I start seeing calls drop. So, and then the little, what happens, the little box comes up and it says network problems or whatever, some network error. So it's not just you, so don't take it personal.
No, I am.
But I was saying that I wanted to, obviously this is a really important topic because I don't think we've had this level of issues before on one particular particular show.
Remember,
have
it was,
we?
When black people, when we were going in about, it wasn't Michael Brown, but it was something along those lines, and the show actually shut down. I was like, whoa, that was pretty bad.
Yeah, we had it shut down, but I'm like, geez, this is like I rebooted it like twice. So, but what I was saying is that, you know, I know how difficult forgiving someone can be, and you know, I would never sit here and try to make it seem like, you know, forgiveness is, you know, an easy task, because depending on what's been done to you or what you've gone through, that's going to make it, you know, difficult. But what I am saying is that it is possible. And if it's possible, you have to know that it's worth putting in the work to do it. And just like with fitness, it's one day at a time. You know, it's taking one step. You know, if you can just think in your mind right now, who is that person or what is that situation that just you thinking about it or them causes that tightness in your chest or causes you to feel that same anger or that same hurt, you know, start right there. Start dealing with that, you know, realizing that no matter what someone else has done to you, no matter what you've gone through, it's, you know, you have to have power in your life to say that, you know what, I'm not going to allow these negative energies and emotions to keep me in a dark place, because you can't see relationships clearly. You can't see your purpose clearly. You can't see business and success clearly when you have, you know, bitterness. And recognize those byproducts of bitterness, the holding on to grudges, unforgiveness, envy, jealousy, resentment. If you have those elements operating in you, you know, you have to know that that is poison to your soul, it's poison to your character, and people people can pick up on that. It exudes from you. So, you know, it's work, but it's work that's worth it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So.
Right, and like you just said, you can sense bitterness, and people can sense bitterness from you. You know, they can pick it up off, and it stinks. It really does stink, and it moves people. You know.
It does. It really is a repellent.
It pushes people away
yeah.
from you, right?
Yeah.
It pushes people away from you.
Yeah, and you know, if you're a parent, you know, we're parents. We don't want to give that to our kids. We don't. And children, you know, they pick up on so much, and you know, you want to give them an example of what it is to be strong enough to let go and to forgive. It takes great strength to forgive. Some people think that forgiving someone who's done you wrong is weak. It's not weak. It's strength. And that's why it's so hard to get to that place, because it takes someone with a strong mind and a strong sense of self to be willing to say, you know what, me forgiving you is not about you. And it really is about me releasing this pain and this hurt. And that takes someone who's strong. And every time I hear someone like, I ain't weak like that, it's like, you're like the weakest form of human. If you can't forgive, that's, you're weak if you can't forgive. And so
right.
get strong, you know, build those mental muscles and build that character up and realize that unforgiveness is essentially is just hurting you. Because you said early, it's like the person or the people, they've moved on. Like, they're not even thinking about you.
Right,
most
right,
of the
right.
time.
They've moved on, like they're ruining somebody else's life, if anything else.
Right,
you know?
They're over there.
They're giving somebody else hell, and you still did, like, come on now.
You said
they're
over there
moved on and moved along, and you should have been mad. Right. Right.
Oh, man.
Or they've evolved, or they've grown up and they've evolved into a better person, and they've moved. Like, one way or another, that person is moved on, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're thinking about you and your bitterness and your issues. They're really
yeah.
not.
And
now,
sometimes
now,
people may not know how to come back to you, huh?
Well, there's exceptions to that. I think when we talk now, some people are bitter because of their relationships with parents, and we know that parents can oftentimes have wronged children, but they don't know how to come back and rectify that situation. So in that particular case, where a person is harboring bitterness from their parents, it may not be as easy for them to move on from it, because, you know, they haven't moved on as the child, and the parent doesn't know how to fix it. So I would lean toward, you know, maybe that not in all cases people have moved on beyond you. You know, they can still be holding on to something as well, but in a lot of cases, when you're talking about friends, associates, business partners, whatever, a lot of those people have moved along, and they're giving somebody else problems.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes, you know, and we're, you know, when I think about it, I'm looking at it from the deeper scale, you know, where it's been something really, really awful done, you know, a deep, deep hurt, you know, but then you've got people who just are just so shallow and holding grudges because of little silly stuff. And, you know, the person may not even know that they offended you, and you walking around and you don't like them, and you jealous or you're resentful. And, you know, if you're that type of person, get a hold of yourself, like shake yourself and stop being so petty and stop thinking that everybody is thinking about you. You know, sometimes you get, you know, you're offended by something and the person didn't even intend to, you know, it wasn't even their intention to offend you, but you're holding on to something because you think they did this or that on purpose, and they have no clue as to why you're rolling your eyes every time you see them. And they just think,
right.
Oh, that's, you know, you're just a mean, awful person, and they just stay away from you, but they don't know, you know, they don't know what your issue is with them. So if it's petty stuff, you know, you got to dig real deep and realize, you know, and kind of figure out, why are you so petty? Like,
right,
why are you so easily offended? Everybody doesn't hate you. I hate when people say, everybody hating them. No, people are not hating on you. A lot of people are not even thinking about you. And
right,
they're,
right.
you know, they're not, they're just not. So you don't walk around with that mentality that everybody is against me. Everybody, you know, is jealous of me. People don't like me. It's just, they probably don't.
But some people, some people, for whatever reason, they might want to believe that. I've said
yeah.
it over and over again. I don't even want to believe that people hate or are angry at me or that I have enemies. I don't. That does nothing for me. You know, I don't want
that's
people
sad.
To hate me. That's the worst thing, to have somebody fearful of you, hating on you, or angry at you. I don't want that out there. I don't need that out there. No, I hope
everybody loves
does.
Manuel, though.
For the most part, that's that. Yeah. You know. You know, I mean, I get a lot of good. Oh God, whatever. No, I get a lot of good energies, but there is an occasional person that I might come across that I think that's envy. I don't think it's hate. You know, I don't take it as hate. I think sometimes you come across people that are envious for
yeah.
whatever reason, and that's fine.
Envy people who envy you. You don't have any control over that. That's not, we don't have control over that, because a lot of times people are envying things that you don't even realize that they are. And to even put the mental energy to try to figure out who is
Yeah,
I know that you're not doing that, but people, it's just like, it's not even worth it, because people can, they're going to be envious if other people like you, or envious, you know, because of your sense of humor or your intelligence or your looks. People, you know, individuals pick things that we would have no idea that, oh, okay, that's why you're envious. Like, I got some other stuff that you could be envious of, but you're you're tripping off of that. So, but yeah, it's just, you know, I would just encourage people to do the work, you know, work on yourself, spend your time, you know, digging up that stuff that keeps you in that dark place, and work on yourself. Spend your time, you know, elevating yourself mentally and spiritually. Meditate, you know.
Right.
Put the right stuff in your body, and remove negative people from your life. But first, make sure that it's not you causing relationships to be negative. Make sure
there
that it's
you
not
go.
You. Yeah. Because
there you go. I mean,
Because, yeah,
right.
It's
take
not always the other person. And we've talked about that
right.
on the show before. It's not always the other person. People be cutting off folks. Oh, I'm trimming my circle, and they're like, you're dismissing people that are probably good in your life, but you're messing it up because you're projecting things into that relationship that aren't there. So make sure, if you cut folk out of your life, make sure that they genuinely deserve to be cut out, and that, you know, you might be doing them a favor, though.
Right.
You know? And they might need to remove you, but, you know, don't be so callous, and don't end relationships so hastily, you know, especially if it's family, if it's someone that's been there for years, you know, kind of look deeper and see what part did you play in messing that relationship up. And if it can be fixed, then, you know, see if you can grow together with the person. People that you should remove out of your life are people who have consistently shown you through their actions that they don't see your worth, that they don't love you and have no positive energy to give to you in your life. Those are the people that you should remove, but not someone that you got into an argument with, but you've been down with
right.
for 10 years.
Or somebody that didn't agree with you. I think in this
say
day
that
and age,
again. Yes.
And that's the thing, like one of my best friends, like my and I have two guys that go back that far. I'm talking about, you know, we start getting beyond the 15-year mark in life. And the first thing he did when me and him, you know, were friends, was we didn't agree. You know, and I've always, and